Blog Talk Radio.
Trial of George Zimmerman from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Case number 592012CF001083A was a criminal court case involving the second-degree murder charge against George Zimmerman resulting from the shooting of Trayvon Martin. On April 11, 2012, George Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder and the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. In support of the charges, the state filed an affidavit of probable cause, stating that Zimmerman profiled and confronted Martin and shot him to death while Martin was committing no crimes. Florida State Attorney Angela Corey announced that charges against Zimmerman during a live press conference and reported that Zimmerman was in custody after turning himself into law enforcement. Zimmerman said he shot Martin in self-defense. In Florida, a conviction for second-degree murder carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. If a firearm was used, the mandatory minimum is 25 years in prison. After 16 hours of deliberation over the course of 2 days and after a number of questions to the judge, on July 13, 2013, a six-person jury rendered a not guilty verdict on all counts.
All right, man, what's going on, world? How y'all feeling out there, man? Man, today, man, is going to be a, man, this here, man, we're going to call this the special edition, man, because, you know, a lot of people, man, I've been seeing, like, on Facebook, Twitter, how they're saying how George Zimmerman had pretty much, he has got acquitted, you know what I'm saying, and that means he got free, he was free. He was found not guilty with the case, and nobody could really, you know, understand it, man. They mainly said that it was, you know, an act of racism. This is why, you know, saying the reason why this stuff was going on and occurring. Now, look, they said that they had got, they got six women now, six women jury, right? Okay, out of 40 people. Now, that's crazy. I'm trying to figure it out, you know, so why they didn't balance it out, you know, so why they couldn't get, you know, three men, three women, you know what I'm saying? Or why did it have to be, now, I don't know, because I just started doing this research on this today, and I just want to be honest. I don't know if they was all Caucasian. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But what I want to do is this, man. I want to ask the people, man, you know what I'm saying, because I know y'all calling in, I know y'all, you know, y'all saying how y'all really feel on Facebook, y'all saying how y'all really feel on Twitter. I want y'all to call in, man, 347-838-9106. Call in, let me know how you feel about the case, man. Let me know what's going on. For those that's tuning in, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to play this opening again. I want y'all to pay attention to it. We're going to take a couple of commercial breaks, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring a couple of people on the line. And I got some clips for you guys, man, that I'm sure a lot of you haven't heard. And if y'all did hear about it, you know, elaborate yourself. You know, so elaborate your mind with it. Let me know what we need to do. And if this is about a black or white thing, I wonder what the black people, what y'all going to do now? You know what I'm saying? What, you know, are we going to wake up on this? I don't know. All right, but anyway, man, I'm going to play this clip one more time for you guys. And then I'm gonna go to commercial. Then I'm going to come back, you know. I'm going to do a free fall today, man. I'm going to have some fun with you guys. And I really want y'all honest opinion. If you're mad, address it. You know, if you can, you know, try not to curse. But if you have to curse, hey, man, feel free. I don't have a button because we live. So if you can't respect it, okay, cool. If you can't respect it, okay, cool. But just know that I want it all to come from your heart. You know what I'm saying? I just charge ignorance to the head. Don't trip. All right, man, I'm going to play this again. I'm going to play a couple of commercials, and we're going to go back into it. All right, let's go.
Trial of George Zimmerman from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Case number 592012CF001083A was a criminal court case involving the second-degree murder charge against George Zimmerman resulting from the shooting of Trayvon Martin. On April 11, 2012, George Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder and the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. In support of the charges, the state filed an affidavit of probable cause, stating that Zimmerman profiled and confronted Martin and shot him to death while Martin was committing no crimes. Florida State Attorney Angela Corey announced that charges against Zimmerman during a live press conference and reported that Zimmerman was in custody after turning himself into law enforcement. Zimmerman said he shot Martin in self-defense. In Florida, a conviction for second-degree murder carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. If a firearm was used, the mandatory minimum is 25 years in prison. After 16 hours of deliberations over the course of 2 days, and after a number of questions to the judge, on July 13, 2013, a six-person jury rendered a not guilty verdict on all counts.
What's up, this your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out, look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworldone.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
You suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
All right, man, and we back in the building, man. We back in the building. Man, people, man, I don't know, man. Man, I don't even know where to start at, man. You know what I'm saying? I got clips for you that I know that, you know, some of y'all probably haven't heard because I know a lot of us work. A lot of us can't really follow with what's going on. But I'm going to definitely give you something, man, to go home with, or if you're at home to chill with, or to talk at the dinner table with, whatever. I also got a couple more people, man, on the panel, man. This boy right here, man. Let me tell y'all about LB, man. LB don't hold no words back. He will get along with you, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? That's what we want, though. We want people that know how to talk, that can talk and speak of some good stuff, right? That's what we want, right? We don't want nobody just to be talking. We don't want that. But anyway, man, without further ado, man, I want to bring my boy to the stage. LB, what's up, baby?
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored?
I'm sorry about that. LB.
What's going on?
How you feeling, brother?
God, I'm feeling good. Baby, God woke me up this morning. God is good, B. That's what I look at. I'm taking my blessings one day at a time. And that's what it is.
Kind of saddened by the verdict of what I heard yesterday, you know, and it kind of upset me. But, you know, it was to be expected. And the truth of the matter is, no matter how you climb up on the corporate ladder of success here in America, maybe not in another country, but here in America, no matter how high you climb up on that corporate ladder or that ladder of so-called success, or what we deem as success, understand this, what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, what we deem as success, you are still considered a N-I-G-G-A, 100%. You will be a nigga. The president, Barack Obama, is looked at as a nigga. He will never get 100% respect from the real Anglo-Saxon, hardcore white boy, white bread America. He will always still be looked at as a nigga. So it was expected, especially dealing down into Florida. So you could be angry. You still looked at as a boy. You still looked at as a nigga. No matter how much, the only thing they respect out of black people is your money. White people, truth of the matter is, as much as, yeah, and there's exceptions to the rule. There are whites out there who love blacks, who will fight for blacks, who will die for blacks. But we're talking about a majority and a minority. There's always exceptions to the rule. And the rule of thumb is this. You will always be a nigga. I tolerate you here in America. Doesn't mean I love you. I tolerate you. I smile in your face and I say what I say because the only thing that I really respect is the dollar, which we all know says in God we trust. So if it says in God we trust, that's what we trust. It is our God. It is that dollar.
Mm.
So the George Zimmerman thing was just a reminder to blacks of where you stand at on this scale of equality here in America. That was all it was. If you thought he was gonna, get some time, no sir. No sir.
So you felt like he wasn't gonna get that time?
No. I knew he wasn't gonna get that time. Five white women, understand this. Here in America, they say a jury of your peers. Excuse me, but where was Trayvon Martin's peers at on that panel? If you talk about the justice is blind and equality and everything, those are nice words being spoken, nice words. But that's all they are, words. The jury of Trayvon Martin's peers. The jury of Trayvon Martin Pierce. It should have been 50-50. Half for Trayvon, half for George Zimmerman. But by it not being half for Trayvon, another half for George Zimmerman, it was all for George Zimmerman. Why? Five white women and a Hispanic. Now, black people here in America, please understand this. Hispanics do not like blacks either. If they did like blacks, they would be hiring blacks in their neighborhood, like blacks higher up in
like blacks hire them in their neighborhood. They come over in our neighborhoods and work for every day. They cut our lawns. They cut our trees. They do the construction. They do all type of work here in our neighborhood. They even ride through our alleys and pick up our garbage and haul it away to make money. Are there any blacks in the Mexican neighborhood or Hispanic neighborhood doing anything? No. Not a one. Here in Chicago, they call Latin King. They will run your ass right up out of there. Ain't none of that. Ain't none of that. You have better been born in that neighborhood in order for you to get some type of respect in that neighborhood. Other than that, no. Ain't no outside. Five white women, one Hispanic. I can tell us how you feel. Let's talk about some facts.
All right, man. Well, hey, man, okay. Let me do this. I want to ask you this, man. Okay. Now, my thing is this. If we look at this thing with three of three, well, it had to be, I think it had to be a best of seven. If they had three white women, probably like three, we're going to say three black men, then we would have to have one more to, you know, to out, so it won't be no even answers, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, to vote with the situation. But they instead, they got six, and I guess it was six Caucasians, women.
No. It was six on the panel, six jurors. So you can either have six jurors or 12 jurors. For capital murder cases, they are 12.
Okay.
Anything above and beyond that is six. So it was only six. That's how our system is set up. It was only six. So it's five white women and one Hispanic.
Hmm. Okay. And so by that, okay, so now I see where you're going at with it when you said that they, Hispanics don't like black folks. And it's kind of crazy because, I mean, I do have Hispanics in my family. I do have Hispanic best friends. You know, so I do have that at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say all of them are like that. You know what I'm saying? And when I look at the fact of that Hispanics are coming over here and, you know what I'm saying, in our garbage, you know, say cleaning up our garbage and picking up everything that we got going on. Okay, where the voice is at? That was the question that I want to ask. I mean, what can we do about this to stop it? You know what I'm saying? Everybody keeps saying, man, it's a white-black thing. It's a racist thing. If it's a race, man, well, who going to run to the race to stop it first? You know what I'm saying? Because if we stick together, we're going to start hating ourselves. And this is my personal opinion, people. This is my personal opinion. Living on the south side of Chicago, man, there's so many ignorant black people that it kind of scares you, you know what I'm saying, to the point to where you don't want to say nothing. It's not scared of fear for your life. It's just scared of you don't know what that next person is going to say to you. It was back in the days from, you know, my mama days coming up into the, you know, 70s and 80s, you know, on a block, even in a neighborhood, or even, I'm going to go off from the neighborhood, even from a 10-block radius, we'll say 79th to 89th radius, you know where that person lives. You know their next-door neighbor. You know their names. Your kid could come over there and play and spend a night, or, you know what I'm saying, if your kid got disciplined by that parent, you know everything about that parent. You know what I'm saying? Now you can't even, I could tell you, I can count on my fingers of how many people that I would know even in my area, even in my building. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's hard. I don't know nobody in my building. I don't even know their names. And they all African-American people. So not alone this, how can we stick together? And why does it always take Emmett Till, a Trayvon Martin, you know, these type of things for us to want to wake up and try to stop it? We're supposed to prevent it before it even happens. Here it is, this little young man going to the store. They show it on 7-Eleven. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me see here. It was Trayvon was going to a 7-Eleven over this in February 26th. He was at a 7-Eleven, man, picking up what? Some Skittles, an Arizona tea, right? Then I looked at another clip saying that, you know, the lady, they filmed the mother, man. The mother was like, okay, when the father called the next day, he said, man, you want to report his son missing. You know, so he said, it's not 24 hours yet, but I really, you know, said, want to report my son is missing. They didn't even, you know, they couldn't figure out who this body belonged to, meaning that did he have identification on him? We don't know. Right? Okay. Now, here it is. This young man, he goes to 7-Eleven. From 7-Eleven, I'm pretty sure it's right around the corner or probably a block away. I don't know the radius because I didn't, you know, like I said, when I just started grabbing information. All right. Now, if you look at it from your house to a 7-Eleven or your house from a White Castle, it's probably around the corner or on a corner or probably maybe a block or maybe two away. This man had to follow this dude, you know what I'm saying, when he came in the neighborhood with his hood on, because when I saw him at 7-Eleven, he had his hood on. Trayvon is not short. He looked like he's tall from what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? He's like an average, you know, it could be a thug, it could be a bum, it could be a hoodlum, it could be anybody that has on the hood. It could be a person that's jogging. You know, even joggers put their hoods on, you know what I'm saying, boxers when they go jogging to try to cut weight. You know what I'm saying? Why would this man pick him in an area in the neighborhood? Now, if he's in the neighborhood off of neighborhood watch, why did he pick Trayvon out? How long have they been living in his neighborhood? You see what I'm saying? This is another thing. When I go back to saying, like, I don't know my people in my area. You know, do he know Trayvon? Was he singling him out? You know, how was that? But what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play this 911 clip. All right? People, I want y'all to listen in to this. I know people are here, you know, so I see y'all tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in with me, man. I'm going to play this Trayvon Martin call, the 911 call. I just want y'all to listen to it. Y'all tell me, you know, say hit that one button if y'all want to answer. Tell me what y'all think about this, and y'all really got to pay attention to it and listen to it. I'm going to play it again. We got some time to kill. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this clip for y'all. Check it out.
Voice identification is a reliable science when done properly. Trying to determine who's screaming in the background of a 911 call is not easy, but seems to be of great concern to family members, the community, and now the media. I stumbled on the link of 911 calls on MotherJones.com. I listened to all the recordings, and I loaded two in my forensic computer to critically listen to these two calls. The first is George Zimmerman's call, and the second is the woman who called 911 when she heard the screaming out her window, and that's the one we hear the gunshot in. Now, I'm not here to be a judge or a jury, but rather present the facts as I hear them forensically. As an audio forensic expert, I'm declaring that this is not a formal voice ID and not meant for legal purposes. Nor is it a reflection of my opinion, but rather presenting of facts as I hear them in two particular 911 recordings, and hope you hear what I hear. Listen carefully to the 911 call segment that I have first from George Zimmerman, then listen to the tone of the male voice screaming for help in the background of the second 911 call.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay? Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away. Yeah. Shit, he's running.
He's running? Which way is he running?
Down towards the entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
That's the end of the George Zimmerman call, and now we're going to listen to the 911 call, portion of the 911 call that was made by a woman who heard screaming outside her door.
Maybe both. I'm not sure. There's just someone screaming outside.
Okay, what's the address that they're near? Okay, and is it a male or female?
It sounds like a male.
And you don't know why?
I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know. send someone to pick him up.
Okay. Does he look hurt?
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right. What is your number?
Just gunshots.
You just heard gunshots?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
There you have it. Two segments from two different 911 calls. You be the judge.
Wow. You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah.
It's so sad, man, because they just said, man, my sister just told me that they said they couldn't have proof that George Zimmerman was following him. And then the dispatcher just say to George Zimmerman, are you following him? He said, yes, I am. He said, well, we don't need you to do that. What are your thoughts?
Well, let me tell you this, brother. At this stage in the game and the way the direction that it has went in and forth, first and foremost, let me explain something to you. The prosecutor, the way this whole thing went down, the prosecutor did not even keep the focus upon the point of who followed who through the whole course of the thing. Okay? It was touched upon, but not stayed upon. If you were to constantly kept saying, hey, listen here, this person was pursued, listen to this tape. This person was pursued, listen to this tape. How could you holler self-defense when you're when you're the aggressor? How can you holler self-defense when you are the aggressor? So at the end of it all, when you really look at the numbers and say, hey, hold on for a minute. I could give a damn who's on top of who. I don't give a damn who's on top of who. But if you follow me, like any urban kid, he gonna turn around and be the aggressor after being pursued. Hold on, what's your problem, man? You got a problem? Now all of a sudden you want to be act like you scared because you pursued something and you didn't know what you was getting involved with. If you wouldn't have followed that boy, you wouldn't even be, that boy would have still been alive. If you wouldn't have followed that boy wouldn't have put your head on that concrete. The prosecutor did not stay with the facts of the case because of the simple reason why we're talking about people who are putting your life in people's hands who do not understand confrontation. You have to understand the average person that goes to law school has not been in a confrontation. They ain't been in no physical fight. They even lived in a neighborhood where they know, well, such and such, they jumped on me. They haven't been, so they can't picture and be able to verbalize what comes out of their mouth. They can't picture and verbalize at the same time. So understand this. When I get that 911 call, when I hear the 911 call right there, in my mind, in the rest of the people's world, in the rest of the world's mind who has common sense, and he says these people always get away. And this doctor clearly asks, are you following him? He says, yes. We don't need you to do that. At the end of the day, what point in time did you not take the law into your own hands? When the law, the dispatcher, is a extremity of the law enforcement. They're all part of one. When you call 911, that's an extension of law enforcement. That is just one branch of the law enforcement is 911. And when the 911 operator is an extension of the police department, that means you are supposed to listen. Because why? They're there to defuse situations. Now,
All this other bullshit got thrown in the loop. I can't do nothing but take my hat off to the defense because they kept the point off of the aggressor, and they put the point on all the other bullshit. You know, there was break-ins in the neighborhood. There was this, that, and the other. Who gives a fuck how many? It could have been a house broken in every day of the damn week in there. Was that man breaking into a house? Did you catch him climbing out a window? Was anybody stuff on him? Did he have a television, a PlayStation, an Xbox, somebody's iPad, iPhone, Samsung phone? What the fuck did he have on him? Some Skittles and a drink. I guess he stole that shit. I blame the prosecutor as well in the case.
Hey, wait, before you say that, I'm going to say this. I'm going to defend him on this part because I did send him a live on the videotape. Let me see here. February 26, 2012, Trayvon Martin was at 7-Eleven. He purchased some Skittles and Arizona tea, so he didn't steal that. But go ahead now. I'm going to let you go and finish that. Then I'm going to bring you another call. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, I blame the prosecutor. They touched upon it, but they didn't make it a valid point. See, the thing about it here in the good old United States, and I should have been a litigator. I promise you I should have been a litigator because I stick to the facts. I don't want to hear about your opinion. I don't want to hear about what you think, what you thought might have happened. Everybody got an opinion. Let's deal with the facts. The fact of the matter is, the 9-1, he didn't have to play any other tape of who was hollering. I can give a fuck. Nobody knew who was hollering. Now, let's go rewind back to something that you just said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know your neighbors. Now, I was brought up into knowing your neighbors. I know both of my neighbors on both sides. To my right as well as to my left. I know the neighbor across the alley from me. I know his kids. I know the man across the street from me. But I make it a point to know people because I want them to know me. I want them to know that by any means necessary, I will protect me and mine. If if I'm lying my right hand to God, the girl, the neighbor behind me, his daughter, was getting into a scuffle with a young man. He was rough. He was manhandling. I went in the house and I grabbed my hammer and I walked right on outside. Told that nigga, you better get your hands off of her. Because at the end of the day, the only way you can affect change is touch with yourself.
Hey, pause. Man, pause that right there is change. Man, hold that right there. We're going to definitely talk about change. We play some commercials, man. I got to take care of the bills real quick, and we're going to get right back at it. All right, bro?
All right.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
All right, man, we back in the building, man. We back in the building, man. What I'm going to do with this, LB, man, I know you said about change, man, but I'm going to bring another call in real fast, and then we can get back on to what we need to do. Mama Denise, man, you in the building. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man,
I was out
good.
Here. Yeah, I'm out here. Yeah, I'm out here picnicking with my neighbors, you know, white, Hispanics and all, and they're from Florida. And they were saying that once they first saw that incident happen, they knew that the, you know, that this dude, Zimmerman, was going to get off because Florida State have basically their own law. And even if you're wrong, Florida going to say you're right. Even if you're right, Florida State going to say you're wrong. It's how they run their laws over there. And it was a good thing because this was coming from a white guy. You know, you got a lot of Caucasian people. They really hate that Zimmerman got let off like that. But, you know, this is the state law. So, you know, we're going to do some old school over there. We're gonna rally up and rally up the Africans, American. But this one here is really going to be an all-nation rally. You know, that's going to be all type of racists involved because of the fact they know he was wrong for what he done to that little boy. And then it'll be back in court. He ain't let off easy, you know. It just got to go back because they know that Florida, they got messed up laws over there. And a lot of people are getting messed over with those laws over there. And they know that they had a lot of evidence to really prosecute that man proper, but by the judge who she was, of course, she made her own personal choice. And for that, she started this chaos. So, you know, let's just keep our eyes on the TV and our ears on the street, because that riot is going to go on, or it just has not started yet, but everybody that came from Florida, they said that it ranked, we rank 50, they rank 49 with the crime state. It's just real bad crime all over there because of the laws over there.
I'm 14 years old.
Well, they said that the riot has started already. But you know what?
Yeah.
I got a question for that. Well, not a question, but I got something to that. Is my thing is okay? Creating more violence, is that really gonna solve something? You know what I'm saying? I know that. You know, people mad and we upset and, you know, saying we want to fight and we want to tear everything up. Is there really something to do?
Because I got one neighbor here want to tell you something as well. Hold on. Tell them about that Florida law that you heard over there.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Good. My name is Christina and I'm from Chicago. And as well, here in Chicago, the law is way more, I think, dominant and more forceful versus to Miami. I watched a lot of the, like, First 48. My uncle's a detective in Florida. And he actually, out here, when we even had the First 48, I met the guy from the show, First 48, at 7-Eleven here on Cumberland and Foster. And he said most of the majority of the episodes are there because their law is just, a lot of people get away with a lot of different things. They got murder cases, a lot of murder cases. And they're just like, they get by. And these killings, they're getting by. And here, of course, you know, it's different. Of us, we'll get slammed, you know. It's like, the law is different. And my uncle now, because of the law being that way, he actually moved from here to Chicago all the way over there to Florida in Miami to be a private investigator because he'll make more money.
Wow.
I swear, he's Johnny Colon is his name. He's been in the force for ever. Yeah, since I've been born, he's been a cop. So after, you know, so many years and seniority and stuff like that, you can be a detective, and he does that. He's out there now, and he has beautiful. He lives great, and it's only because of, you know, he can here. He couldn't make that much money here. Yeah, couldn't make money there, and he took my aunt, and they went out there, and they got to live great. He says it's awesome. Well, I do know about the particular case and how a lot of people are saying that they felt like it was no justice served due to, you know, it just he was just not found guilty. And, you know, racism is a big factor. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it still is that way. It's nothing that we can change, but at least justice to be found and served, because I think a lot of millions of Americans just got really emotionally attached to this particular case. And because they found, like, the guy was not considered to be guilty, yeah, true, you know, wrong is wrong, and, you know, by all means, you know, whoever is wrong needs to be charged, that's fine, but we also feel like there was no justice to be served, because if nothing happened to the cop, he got off scot-free,
right,
and
right.
We're like, wow, that's horrible, you know, it's okay, you know, like, you know, it's just a sad situation, and I just feel like a lot of millions of Americans just got really involved. They're at the tippy toes waiting for the news, waiting for this case, and, you know, it's like everywhere. It's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's nationwide. It's huge, and now a lot of people are getting into the terms of the law because they're like, yo, what is going on over there in Florida? What's happening? What kind of laws are they obeying? You know, what's happening over there? Because over here in Chicago, that would have never happened. Things, people, those situations, they get solved usually here. But I was talking to the guy actually from the first 48. He always hangs out here with his coffee and a Sun Times paper. Kind of do chit chat with him. Sometimes he's just there and he gives you a lot of politic conversation. I love it. I actually learn a lot from it, other than watching the news.
I tell you what, when I'm there, I want you to introduce me to him, okay? Where I can get some stuff, and we can definitely, you know, learn some things. And I thank you, man.
He's a private investigator. He works on the first 48. He's an older white man. He got a mustache. He's about 5'9", 5'10", I'll say. Older man. He's got to be about, I don't know, maybe 60. I know he did some of his age before. I said 60-something. But he's still a private investigator, and he's on the show, first 48. And solving murder, crimes, homicides is his thing.
Okay.
So,
okay. Cool.
You know what I mean? How awesome it would be to talk to someone like that. Of course, would be unreal. You know, he got a lot of years in the force, a lot of years served and protected here in Chicago, and in this district, and always has been in this district since he's been a child. And
wow.
He has a lot of awesome, awesome, great things. And he's so like. No, he's so down to earth and nonchalant, and he'll just, you can walk right on up to him. I actually walked up to him, and I was like, oh my God, you really look like this guy from the first 48. You know, I watched the show. It's awesome. I love CSI. I love these things. I got my degree in the medical field as well. I just finished like 6 months ago, my registered medical assistant and stuff like that. So I'm really involved in politics. And we were just like chopping it up, man. He's just like down to earth, just willing to just give conversation. Just like, he's an awesome guy. Yeah.
Well, let me say this. Since you speak about politics and stuff and everything.
Okay.
One thing that we haven't learned here in America is majority of the time when we vote for a president. We vote
right.
for the mayor. But we never sat back and looked at the judges. The judges are the ones who passing these laws. The judges are the ones who's locking your butt up. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you can't do anything but also fault yourself for the laws that are in Florida, because you're not paying enough attention to the small and minute things that is happening in Florida. You understand what I'm saying?
When you go on bench trial, I mean, jury trial is when a lot of things change. Versus to bench trial, and a lot of it, I don't know if it was the particular jury trial for this particular case, but it usually is always, you know, conflicted with the law and what the people think is right. versus to the judge making his own opinion. And I honestly didn't like the whole jury, you know, because I feel like he kind of puts it off on the people versus to the actual judge's decision. My mother, she's an actual paralegal downtown City Hall, and she knows judges and lawyers, and she's actually a translator for going to court. Now, they deal with, like, they don't deal with, like, nothing like that, but, like, property and taxes and, like, people that get violations and stuff like that. But
so
the
let me,
property, meanwhile, she
question.
Knows a lot of those
let
people.
Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
What is a way that the common everyday person can affect change in situations like this?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
What is the common everyday person, what is the way they can go about to affect change in a situation like this?
With the Trayvon Martin situation?
Any situation. I mean, let's be clear, people. Trayvon
okay.
Martin's will happen every day. This just happens to be profiled.
Correct.
Understand this. Emmett Till's, Trayvon Martin's is happening every day here in the United States. It's just not profiled.
Yeah.
Trayvon Martin just got enough steam behind it to be profiled. Because understand this, when it first happened, they were sweeping it under the rug. Trust me and believe me. They walked them in the front door and walked them right on back out the back. That was it. That was all. Wasn't anything going to happen. You understand? How long did it take for him to arrest him?
All right.
He was not in handcuffs when they first walked him into there. He was not bloody and bruised and messed up. So let's be clear about this. So I'm asking. I'm saying a situation as of this magnitude here that happens every day, and not just in Florida, happens here in Chicago, because we're the third largest city in the United States.
I think people get
caught up. There's a lot more minorities here in the Chicagoland area as well, versus it is in Florida. Okay, so the ratio. Understand the number game that we're dealing with here in the United States too. Black Americans only make up 13% of the population throughout the United States. Only 13%. But we're the highest number incarcerated. So affecting change, I want to keep it on change. How do we affect change in situations like this? Now that we know that this has gone on and these things are going on, how do you affect change?
Give me one second.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. Before she answers, I got to take some more calls, and we can answer that too, all right? Let me see.
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro. Yeah,
because. Brother
Gerard, man, what's going on, man? You in the building, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Thank you
what's
for
going on, Brother Gerard?
What's happening? What's happening? God is good all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to... appreciate you guys inviting me on. This is definitely a dark day today about the Trayvon Martin case. It should have been one of those open and shut type things. I honestly think it's a retaliation from OJ because of how they felt, of how that went. And I know that when that OJ case was over, you couldn't turn on nothing electronic without you hearing it. But if you notice now, you got to find the story. I mean, I found out the blue Trayvon Martin thing because somebody told me. It's not because I heard it on the radio or saw it on the news. They publicizing it, but they not saying, they didn't, it ain't on a bigger scale as the OJ thing, because they did it that way with the OJ thing because they wanted white people to get mad to cause an uproar. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to get everybody's opinion. They wanted to, you know, to cause division. They wanted that because, you know, they was really against the OJ thing. But now that the verdict is the other way, you know, they not even talking about it. It's open and shut. Yeah, he lost, and now they try to move on. Let's talk about sports. No. You know, and that, if you notice that, you got to look for this story. And that's what's frustrated me the most. The biggest thing about me being a bail bondsman You know, anytime somebody's going through a struggle or screaming for their life, it's because their life is being threatened and they're trying to figure out a way how to, you know, keep themselves from being violently hurt or killed. So I'm assuming what happened that when Trayvon was being followed, and I think George Zimmerman gave him some type of threat saying, I'm going to kill you, and probably use racial slurs, and he didn't realize how quick or athletic Trayvon was, so he probably grabbed his hand, and they were struggling. He was struggling trying to shoot him, and that's why he was screaming for help for so long, because he was trying to keep his hands or keep himself from getting shot. But then he probably flipped over, or turned over, or fell, or whatever, and that's when he shot him. You know what I'm saying? The scream for help don't sound like it was coming from Zimmerman, because you didn't even hear any type of, you know, different tone in his voice or any slurs or any, you know, any accent or anything. You could clearly see that that was a young boy screaming for his life. You know what I'm saying? And I can't see how that they didn't see that. And if anything, I mean, they disobeyed a 911 order, which is considered police. The cops told you not to follow him. So if that was the case, if it was the other way around, if Zimmerman was the person who was killed and Trayvon Martin was the shooter, this case wouldn't even be long at all.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Give you one even better, Gerard. Do you know if Trayvon Martin had lived through this gunshot, they was trying to charge Trayvon Martin with a crime? They was not trying to charge George Zimmerman. They was trying to charge Trayvon Martin with a crime. Understand this.
For what? Charging for what?
For him being the aggressor.
Trayvon Martin was
like
trying
I said, understand what I've said earlier. If someone, you and I know, you know as well, Gerard, if someone is going to follow you here, I mean, we've grown up in an urban city, so we already know pretty much how to react. He was visiting his father. That's not where he grew up. That's not where he resides every day. He was visiting his father. He was staying the summer over there. So understand this. He was raised differently. His whole breed of who he is different. Somebody's following you. Eventually, you're going to turn around. Hey, man, what's your fucking problem? Why are you following me? You're going to turn around and be the aggressor now because someone is you want the upper hand. You don't want somebody to get advantage over on you. Do you turn the tables on them?
You're right.
It's crazy.
I mean, the biggest thing behind that, my brother, is that, you know, we all know our basic knowledge of survival, especially growing up in the neighborhood. I have guns pulled on me, and you got to understand your demeanor is different when you're protecting yourself or being the aggressor. And the thing is, why was Zimmerman fearing for his life and he the one had the gun?
Amen.
Did he drop the gun and then Trayvon got it? No. If that was the case, he'd have said it in the case. You know what I'm saying? If he had the gun, why was he fearing for his life? My confidence on 700 if I got a thumper in my back pocket. Let somebody run up on me. You know what I'm saying? So, you ain't gonna never hear me screaming for no help.
I'm sure.
See what I'm saying? So, you gotta understand the demeanor behind that. How was that Zimmerman and you got a gun on you? I'll take one or two punches clean in the mouth just to give me enough time to get to that gun.
I'm sure.
See what I'm saying?
I don't think he pulled it out, B.
He didn't. Trayvon defended himself, and they was tussling. But even if I was tussling with you, if somebody was, I don't care if it was Big Style, grab me. If I know I got a gun, I'm going to give you one or two good shots. I'm just give me enough room to get this gun. Because you don't know what I got.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You and then where was the gun? Wait. Not only
okay,
where was the gun?
No, wait.
The gun is legally registered.
Wait a minute, brother.
Leah, before you elaborate, I gotta get some people.
And if it's legally registered, if it was legally registered and you had a gun, why didn't you buy a holster? Why would you have to put it in the small of your back? Because if you illegally carry a gun, you don't.
That's true. That's another point. What's going to wind up happening?
Wait a minute. I am going to cut you guys off. I know you got a lot to say, but we got to squeeze some more people on the show, man. So let me take another call, man. I'm here. This sister been waiting for a minute. Erica. Hey, Erica, how you doing? Can you hear me? Let me see if I can get her in real quick. Erica. Hey, Erica, you on the line. Can you hear me? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, wait. There she go. Hold on. I can hear you loud and clear now. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for calling in on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow, man. I know, you know the guys, man, we all, and some people called us that called in, and we just want to know what's your opinion on it, man. I don't know if you heard the 911, which I'm going to play it again, but I want to, you know, kind of get a little input on you, see what's your thoughts are.
Okay.
So how do you feel about it?
All right, well, first and foremost, I just really give, you know, empathy towards the family, the mother. I'm a mother, and I can only just imagine, not even taste, the fact of losing a child. And I just basically think that all the energy that we have as people towards this case, towards the verdict, what we need to do is come together collectively and as a unit and bring some unity to the community and take a stand. We the people have the right. We human. We have human rights. We the people pass and make sure laws go ahead. I mean, we need to picket. I don't think we need to riot. What is that going to do? No more violence should be took in as, you know, this is what we need to do. We need to riot. We need to hate. We need to kill. We need to set that aside and put this energy and do some positive things about it. You know, in reality, we live in 2013, and it's sad to say that we live in America, and prejudice still exists.
Okay, let me ask you this question, though, because I hear everybody talking about we need to come together. I basically asked the same question to the other young lady. Please explain to me what are the roles that we take in order to come together, because I hear everybody saying come together.
The first thing we need to do is agree that violence isn't the key. That's the first thing. We need to allow, justice has not prevailed for us. But the verdict stands. There's nothing we can do. So to make sure that there's no more Trayvon Martins, because like you say, I'm from the hood too. So I know some Trayvon Martins. I've seen Trayvon Martins grow and get killed and, you know, all that. I've seen that. I'm from Cabrini. I know how it go. But hate ain't the answer. We need to come together. They have organizations. The first things first, there's an organization called 100 Men. These men need to come together, not fight against one another. And I feel like if you got a beef with somebody, because I'm human, and I got beef with people, if you got beef with somebody, what happens to the old school ways where you go, when you had, you know, fight hands up? What's wrong with agreeing to disagree? I'm human. My feelings count. Your opinion counts too. But I don't need to kill you because I don't agree with you. I don't like you. Yes, that man walked up to that boy, walked behind him, gunned him down clearly on the tape. It's clear this is what's happening. He's praying for his life. But how many Trayvon Martins do you know? There's organizations. There's 100 Men. There's anti-addiction. There's people. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's going on in this world that leads up to Trayvon Martin, we can't wear hoodies in our hood, gentrification going on in the hood, closing the public schools. I mean, come on now. They putting folks out their house left and right.
Listen, let me ask this question again. What are you going to do personally?
What am I doing? I'm doing stuff like making my voice heard. I'm doing things like trying to come in communities and have these little kids do things like let's take the kids skating. Let's take them to the school fairs. Let's take them to the state fair. You know, let's do something collectively together. Parents, let's come together. I just joined a team that's phenomenal. Women of all kinds trying to get together to do things. Let me tell you something. Mothers Against Guns, join that organization. We the people have, there's an organization called Rights for Human Rights. We have a human right to say how we feel. Get on that organization. There are folks going down to Washington, D.C. tomorrow protesting. Get on that organization. I myself can't join all of them, but I got a hand in some of them. So that's
okay.
What I'm doing.
Now this, let me state this here, man. I just got a text in, man. They said, you know, shout out to Sanji, man. Sanji is one of my little homies, man. Sanji, she in the building, man. She shot me a text, man. She said, why don't we address the fact that people to vote towards this, it will make a difference in the political action.
It will.
You know, exactly what she said, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, the fact that people not voting is kind of crippling, you know what I'm saying, what's going on too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, I know that, you know, people be saying like, you know, hey, man, voting this, that, voting that don't really make a difference, man. But in certain things, it do. It makes a lot of difference. And before I even elaborate on that some more, man, let me take one more call. Well, I got a couple more calls, but I'm going to take this one more call here. His brother been waiting on the line, too. 1 second, and then we can address that, too. Let's see. Calling in from all the way from Fort Worth, Texas. We got Mac Millen in the building. How you doing, sir?
What's happening, my brother?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Thank you for calling in, man. And, you know, from Texas, man, it's the state laws you can carry out there, too, right?
Yeah. You know, Texas is a state where all you have to do is pretty much, as long as you don't have a felony background, you can pretty much have a gun legally. You just basically they conduct the background check on you, and that's that, you know.
Wow.
But my whole opinion, man, is I hear black people, you know, I hear our people hollering about unity and uniting, and that sounds good. But here's what I think what needs to happen, and it's what one brother, Brother Sotomayor said. He said we need to infiltrate the system. And when I say infiltrate, I don't mean infiltrated by force. I mean infiltrated by education, by becoming key aspects and key critical positions in power. For instance, judges, lawyers, doctors, professors, you know, people that make decisions, and in the workforce, we need to try to excel in the workforce so we can be in key positions and be key decision makers, because at the end of the day, it's their rules, you know, and that's just the way it is, you know. I didn't make this stuff up. This game has been around for a long time. You just got to know how to play it, and you got to know how to play it the right way. And that's not racist by any means. It's just realist, you know. And I mean, we as a people have been in America too damn long to not be any further where we are, you know. And many people blame their ancestors for not stepping up. But I think it's a little deeper than that. I think it's basically that. I think it's basically this right here, man. We are more of an aware generation. We know what's before us. We know what people in the past have gone through. So, you know, we basically can't shit on those opportunities that have been pretty much paved for us, man. I mean, like I said, me personally, what I'm doing to be in those key positions, I'm finishing up my undergrad and I'm going for my master's, and I plan on being a professor, because as I see, this education system is truly failed. All we doing is pumping out ball players and football players and rappers. I want to start pumping out some doctors and some lawyers and some professors and some judges and some future presidents. You know, that's what I'm trying to pump out. And that's what I'm trying to allow, and that's what I'm trying to indoctrinate in these kids, because anybody can dribble a ball. That's all fine and dandy, but what does it do for us as a people, you know? And, I mean, that's just my whole take on it, you know. I knew that Zimmerman was going to get off, you know. I mean, and like I said before, my heart goes out to the family. Cause no parent should have to bear that child. But at the end of the day, you know, we all knew that the guy was going to get off. I mean, it's not even a shock to me, you know. But what I'm mad at is the reaction of our people. You know, all he's talking about is rioting and, you know, and what's that going to do? You know, I give black people 2 weeks from now, they're going to forget all about this. It's going to be over and done with. They're going to forget all about it. They're going to keep going out buying Air Jordans, buying big rims, getting weave in their head. They're going to forget all about it, you know. So what needs to be done is, man, is that we need to start embedding in our kids to strive to be doctors and lawyers and judges and be in the positions that make the decisions.
Right. You know what?
I would like to comment on the Texas brother, and he did make a good point. And this brother Gerard, I think that you made a good, valid point about my grandfather used to always tell me back in the day to always try to get inside, and I never knew what that means when I was growing up, but you know, that's a good idea to become police officers and judges and professors. To be able to help our situation to be better. That is very, very true. But we're in a situation, we're at a critical state where we need some right now answers. And those, I don't think we in a position to, I'm not saying not to invest in those things, but it's at a point right now where something needs to be said and done now. It's more.
Let me put it to you like this. Did we get to where we are as a people right now? It took time. So it's going to take time to progress, because right now we have digressed. So the progress
right.
is going to take time. It's not about right now, brother. Right now is out the window, because you know we you know, as I said before, right now ain't going to happen. It's going to take time, and it's just the way it is. It's
if we do it that way and don't do if I give you some antibiotics for a cold and you sick now. And you need a situation where you need something for that cold now. You telling me now, I'm just gonna wait it out. It'll go away. I mean, your chances of survival are slim to none, because we're dying off faster than people can go to school.
Well, here's the drawback with that. Most people get a cold and suffer from allergies because they consume a lot of dairy. So I mean, again, you got to come with something better than that, dog. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. I mean, and I just can't put it no other way, you know. It's going to take time.
I don't think it's going to be enough of us left.
Hey, check this out.
Hey, I can honestly say this, though, real talk. Both of you guys have both most definitely valid points, because we are looking for right-now solutions, something that's going to take care of the situation at hand right now. But in order for it to correct itself out, it will take a longer time, because at the end of the day, we have been infiltrated. Our infrastructure is shot now. We have more information given to us as black individuals now than any other time. We have more black organizations now than any other organization in the world. But our organizations are not affecting anything as far as the three main things. And my parents used to tell us this: read, write, and arithmetic. If you're not talking to those things, I don't care what goes on, you're not going to be able to master the things of this world. You have
exactly.
to be able to read. You have to be able to write. You have to be able to handle arithmetic. And this is on a global scale. We are only thinking of a block level. We're not thinking of a citywide level. We're not thinking of a state level. We're not thinking of a government level. We need to have our minds thinking on a global level. But the only way we can affect change now, is through finances. If I take away your money right now, I guarantee you, you're going to listen to me. If I stop patronizing your store, if I stop turning around patronizing your phone company, so on and so forth,
you're going to start to listen to me. The civil rights movement only worked because of finances. It did not work because we got together and marched. The white man does not march, go out and march. But
here's
when
a drawback
stop taking those buses,
here's
that
it.
Affects
here's
change
it.
Because of finances.
Here's a drawback
Wait a minute, guys. Wait, one second. I got to manage my time because we ain't got that much time left. But go ahead, Mike Miller. You can say your thing.
I'm gonna say this one thing. I'm gonna jump back on the internet so other calls can come in. What I'm gonna say is, we make up 12% of the population. If we stop spending money, it ain't gonna do no good, brother. It ain't gonna do no good. We ain't hurting nobody. 12% of the population. Are you serious? We ain't hurting nobody. We don't spend no money.
Let me explain something to you. This. We were of less population civil rights movement than we are now. We have more blacks now than we did then. Okay? Understand this. But we are the largest consumers here in the United States. The largest consumers, brother. So please don't tell me as far as our money does not affect change. Because if Jay-Z tell you to stop wearing polo, everybody's going to stop wearing polo. If when Jay-Z said stop drinking gold bottles, everybody stopped drinking gold bottles and they started drinking Ace of Spades. So at the end of the day, that affected change. Are they still in business? No, their numbers are not the same what they used to be. It affects change. You have to understand the boycotts of the buses. We were the majority taking the buses. So that means why? You will have a voice then, because one thing, if nobody else respects anything else, we respect the dollar. That white
Amen.
Man respects the dollar. He does not respect anything
something.
Else except the dollar. So if I
now
affect your
something.
Change, why do you think? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I mean, that was cool with what you said, man, because I got another text in with that too, bro, was, you know what I'm saying, resources not being used in our black people community for positive interventions. Now, meaning that if we could take some classes, you know what I'm saying, as far as getting these parenting classes, not saying how to raise your child, but if you want to go financial, you know, it's got to be some kind of way where it can be done. I was watching a movie called The Gifted Hands with Cuba Gooding Jr. I don't know if everybody's seen that. Check that movie out. The man, you know, the boy was so smart. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why he was smart, and they showed it basically through the movie, if he didn't know something, he went and read up on it, and then he brought it back to the table, which gave him an edge over people in his class. He took it upon himself to go and read something and learn something, and his mother kept implanting him, seeding him was, man, you could do everything the way that everybody else can, but you can do it better. And by him taking that, his mother kept implanting that in his seed. The man turned into a brain surgeon. Now he's like one of the top brain surgeons in the world. You know what I'm saying? For what it is, African-American man. Now, my thing is to people, like you said it right, man, you got to read, write, and arithmetic, like you said, what your mother said. But who's going to go to some of these little guys with these hoods on? Who's not going to be afraid to talk to them? Now, he said something, too, about you can't put it on our ancestors because they tried to pave the way. But my thing is, it had to be at some point in time where we had turned scared. We didn't know no better. Because who gave Caucasians, other minorities, as far as Hispanics, whatever, to have dominion over African-American people? That's my biggest thing. We could sit back and we could shoot each other. We can sit back and beat up on each other. We can sit back and steal from each other because we are in one segregated area. We are in an area of, let's say, the south side of Chicago, and I'll stick with that. Even if you was on the west side of Chicago, the west side won't even come to the south side. Any African-American, the south side won't go to the west side, but everybody will go downtown. That's where the most crimes are, downtown. You got the bombs peddling. You got mental people out there stealing and trying to do whatever it is downtown. But my thing is, how can I come to you, brother, and talk to you and say, hey, brother, check this out. How can me and you sit down together as men and see what we can do? I think these leaders, like the Jesse Jacksons, on Al Sharpton's, if you want to put Jay-Z's, all these people, man, need to come together in front of the people and talk about in front of the people like they do at the Black Expos. They sit down, they talk, and they come with a solution. This is one of the main reasons why I did this show today, was to see what is it that we can do. How can we do it? Not find a way to do destruction, but to find a way to have construction. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can give me the answer to that. We have our own opinionated answers, but my thing is, how can we get up off our bus together and say, hey, man, I will meet you here, let's get it going, and let's sit down and see how we can do it. Now, even
now, you want to know,
you got to come up with a solution. Matter of fact, if you want to come up with a solution, let me implement this before you ask it. Let me implement this before you answer that question. How can we come up with a solution whereas it's not going to cost everybody money to come up out of their pockets to try to do it first? Where can we get the resources? How can we politic so money won't be the factor all the time?
I'm about to tell you right now. Here in Chicago, we have many organizations. Some is the Chevy Club. Some is the Pontiac Club. Some is the motorcycle clubs. They're number one stunners and Fifth Gear and all these different organizations. They're throwing parties here and there, charging people to come in. They're buying liquor. They're buying that. The way you can affect change, and you and I and Gerard, I mean Dennis Live, and anybody else who's listening on this radio right now can do this. Go to an organization and talk to the president and ask them, do they have an educational program put in place? If they don't have an educational program put in place, sit down with that one organization and see if we can't get an educational program put in place that's going to educate their kids in that motorcycle organization or that car club organization and have them compete against the other organization. Because at the end of the day, only thing you're doing is building up from the natural resource, one of the most powerful resources on the earth, is our black children, our boys and girls. Do you have an education program put in place? You may want to say raise money for the homeless. You want to raise money for this. You want to raise money for that. But they've not one time said, let me get an educational program together. There is a school here on the south side of Chicago, right off of Stony Island. It is a black school. It is not federally funded. It is funded only by the people who pay cash money for the tuition. The kids are 7 years old and know every major continent in the United States. Not only do they know the major continents, they know the countries in throughout Africa and so on and so forth. That doesn't regulate their education as far as how much they can learn. You have to understand, stop depending on the government. Stop depending on this damn link card, this medical card. Get your ass up and go to work. You are breathing, healthy, living organism on this earth. Go your ass to work.
There also is a app for African American people too, man. It's called Around the Way. You go to Google Play Store, man, and just click on that, man. It's for the black owned businesses near you. It's called Around the Way. So you can check that out too. Also download our app too, man. Western World 1 2. And you know, saying you get our app too. You go to Google Play Store and key search that. LB, you're right. I know, Gerard, you want to kind of elaborate on that, too. So I want you to hold on, man. I got to get one more caller in, man. Because his brother been waiting, too. Brother Myron, man, how you doing, man?
I need the air. Yes, I'm on the call. You put the air on.
How you doing, man? Did you want to kind of elaborate on it on the show?
Yes, definitely, definitely. I just want to basically speak on... actually, first, I just want to thank the other brothers on the call. They made some very good points. Brother JB, Brother Gerard, and also the last brother from Texas, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's LB.
Okay.
And Texas, Mac Miller.
Okay, good, 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 great. Just basically pretty much, you know, I agree and I also disagree, okay, with some of the things that are being stated on the call. I think it's Brother JB had announced, you know, what are the things that we can do individually to basically, you know, give back and help our people. I think that we're focusing on some of the wrong things. Basically, people need to focus on themselves first, okay, before we can even think of unifying our people, okay, because basically it's out of our hands, realistically. I mean, we've come a long way as a kind, okay, but now black people, being that we are so competitive, okay, it's going to be hard for us to get together and try to do individual things, because everyone wants to be a leader nowadays, and no one wants to be a follower. Okay, and what we need more leaders. But now it's to the point where it's hard for people to follow new leaders. I had a brother say, you know, if Jay-Z say do this and do that, people not going to follow that. The only way people are going to follow, if there's an announcement that is said that the end of the world is coming, and then we're going to try to unify and have some unity within our time. But being honest, I feel that we are too far along in the bottom of the depths of our own kind to where we can't get ahead. We can get ahead. Look at every other race. We are the number one race that's killing off our own kind. We are the number one race that's not getting ahead. It's so many bad things that we can say about our own race, but I think that we are really focusing on the wrong things. One of the brothers made a good example about education programs. People nowadays are basically wanting to educate themselves through internet, through other sources. People don't want to listen to people anymore. Okay? People, the younger generation now is basically trying to be their own leaders, basically listening to themselves or listening to the few role models that they do have. Okay? Which are their parents. Half of them grow up from a single parent, single mother, single father, okay? And that's not good enough, okay? You know, back in the day when we had a whole family that can teach an individual how to be someone, we don't have that anymore, okay? We do have it, but it's to the point now where our genes have changed and grown that, you know, everyone wants to be their own boss. Everyone wants to be a leader. Everyone wants to be a teacher. But nobody wants to follow. So it's definitely going to be hard for us to change, you know, what can't be changed. Like, I don't even see how they even came about with a word for change for President Obama. I don't even see how that became a word. Because if they couldn't change it back then, what makes people think that we're going to be able to change it now? Because the system is designed for us to fail. It's upon each and every individual to not fail and win. Okay? So we have to stop focusing on what we can do as an organization, what we can do as a kind, as a people, as black people, and work on self. The brother mentioned how he had to go in the house and get a hammer to defend another person. Okay? That's a good deed. Okay? Because he comes from the old school, and he know that people ain't supposed to put their hands on no woman. No man is supposed to put their hands on anyone, no matter what. Okay?
Right.
But what he did basically could have cost him his life. For protecting someone because he had a certain belief, that's okay. Because I would have done the same thing, but that's okay.
But then that would have made other people that love you upset and happy about you as well. Not,
you know,
not to get off the subject or anything. But,
you know what,
you know what? You said what now?
You know what? You know what? What's so weird about that is, brother Gerard kind of testified on that too, man. Valjean, brother Valjean, man. His wife's brother lost his life through something like that, man. You know, and that's, you know, what I'm saying, the same exact thing happened. Yeah, he died a hero, but he died through unnecessariness. You know, what I'm saying, it was an act of violence, man, amongst African American people. You know, what I'm saying, that's the thing. Where you had King in on it and made a valid point. But my thing is, it start with moral values, man. And I'm reading another text, man. You know what I'm saying? Moral values, self-independence, it starts at home. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
If people do, they, you know, she said, I agree and disagree a little bit. You know, she did say if people get out the clubs and get more into their children's lives, we'll give leeway for production. Now, you know, the clubs and all that stuff. The only reason why I say that's the only part, but I know getting into your children's life, period, that should be a mandatory thing. That right there, man, getting out them clubs, man, you know, I think it's a fad. You know, if you get to a certain age, you need to be about them clubs, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to go mingle and hit around sometimes, or even go, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got a club is kind of therapeutic too. You know, so you probably want to go out, have yourself a drink if you're a drinker. You know what I'm saying? You know, kind of mix and mingle a little bit, but on occasions, not every single day or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Then rest and you don't have time for your child. So, I mean, I kind of understand that, what that's going on with that, man. And that makes a lot of sense too. But what I got to do is I got to take a couple of commercials, man. And we're going to come right back. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to give out. We got about a good 25 more minutes. I want to say, I didn't even know, man. So many people calling in, dude. Wow. All right, let me take a couple of commercials, and then we're going to come back. All right, fellas, ladies, and we'll be right back at it.
What's up? This your boy, Dennis Live. And I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite services. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's westernworld1.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's westernworld1.com. LDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
All
right, man. We back in the building, man. We back in the building. Hey, you know, we got about, a good 30 minutes left? 28 minutes? Man, if you want to call in, the phones, if you get through, you know, so the number here is 347-838-9106. Man, you know, we're talking about, you know, how George Zimmerman, how he got, you know, saying how he was acquitted for all charges, man. And for those that don't know, man, George Zimmerman, man, you know, he filed self-defense with fighting. But, you know, when I play this tape again, because I got to play it for everybody. I know y'all heard it already, but I still got to play it again for people that's calling in, that's fresh out, or just tuning in and just logging on. And also, too, man, I want to thank a lot of you guys, a lot of you females, man, too, for calling in, for shooting me text messages. Asanji, thank you as well. What I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play the beginning, and then I'm going to come back from there. Then I'm going to go into the 911 calling, man, so people can kind of get, you know what I'm saying, an idea of what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, let's go off and play that for you guys. And, hey, man, you know, we could come back in and, man, y'all do y'all thoughts. So, this is going to be about 5 minutes, man, if that long. All right, let's go.
Trial of George Zimmerman from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, case number 592012CF001083A, was a criminal court case involving the second-degree murder charge against George Zimmerman resulting from the shooting of Trayvon Martin. On April 11, 2012, George Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder and the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. In support of the charges, the state filed an affidavit of probable cause, stating that Zimmerman profiled and confronted Martin and shot him to death while Martin was committing no crimes. Florida State Attorney Angela Corey announced that charges against Zimmerman during a live press conference and reported that Zimmerman was in custody after turning himself into law enforcement. Zimmerman said he shot Martin in self-defense. In Florida, a conviction for second-degree murder carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. If a firearm was used, the mandatory minimum is 25 years in prison. After 16 hours of deliberation over the course of 2 days and after a number of questions to the judge, on July 13, 2013, a six-person jury rendered a not guilty verdict on all counts.
Voice identification is a reliable science when done properly. Trying to determine who's screaming in the background of a 911 call is not easy, but seems to be of great concern to family members, the community, and now the media. I stumbled on the link of 911 calls on MotherJones.com. I listened to all the recordings, and I loaded two in my forensic computer to critically listen to these two calls. The first is George Zimmerman's call, and the second is the woman who called 911 when she heard the screaming out her window, and that's the one we hear the gunshot in. Now, I'm not here to be a judge or a jury, but rather present the facts as I hear them forensically. As an audio forensic expert, I'm declaring that this is not a formal voice ID and not meant for legal purposes. Nor is it a reflection of my opinion, but rather presenting of facts as I hear them in two particular 911 recordings, and hope you hear what I hear. Listen carefully to the 911 call segment that I have first from George Zimmerman, then listen to the tone of the male voice screaming for help in the background of the second 911 call.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay? Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away. He's running.
Which way is he running?
Down towards the entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
That's the end of the George Zimmerman call, and now we're going to listen to the 911 call, portion of the 911 call that was made by a woman who heard screaming outside her door.
Maybe both. I'm not sure. There's just someone screaming outside.
Okay, what's the address that they're near? Okay, and is it a male or female?
It sounds like a male.
Okay, and you don't know why?
I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know. Just send someone up there.
Okay. Does he look hurt?
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right. What is your number?
There's gunshots.
You just heard gunshots?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
There you have it. Two segments from two different 911 calls. You be the judge. What can you see that happened outside this woman's house in your mind's eye?
And visit? Wow. Wow. And then I'm opening up y'all mics, man. You know, so just respect each other. You know, so try not to talk over each other, man. But, you know, hey, what are your thoughts, man? Anybody can speak on this one here, man. I'm opening up y'all mics.
Big time. Am I live right now?
Yeah, you live.
Oh, yeah. Man, I mean, every time I hear it saddens and sours my stomach, you know, and everybody asks about what we should do, what we should do, what we should do. And I think all the brothers got online had very educational opinions about what we should do. I think we definitely need to get educated. We definitely need to get resources and gather together. It's like a bunch of ideas that need to be done. I think all of them need to be done, but I think the biggest thing is prayer. You know what I'm saying? Right now that, you know, the system is messed up. The voices don't match about the person who's crying. That's not Zimmerman at all. I don't think it is. And I just think that, you know, vengeance is God's. You know, sometimes we just need to get together and try to do what we can to try not to let it happen again. But I think the biggest thing is that if we get together, you know what I'm saying, I'll definitely be praying on one accord and figure out how to be united. And the brother said it himself. We need to check ourselves in the mirror about, you know, and find out what we can do personally to make ourselves better people so that when we do unite, we won't get selfish and learn how to follow. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things that what's going on is it's going to take somebody to be a leader, and then we're going to have to follow in the right direction to try to help the situation, to make us to be better people so that we can have the patience to educate ourselves, to get inside, to be judges and lawyers and police officers and stuff like that. Because right now, if so much going on, it's just a free-for-all, and people just trying to survive. I mean, the brother said in Texas, all you have to do is run your name, and you can, you know, exercise your amendment to right to bear arms. But here, they gon', you know, we just got it, but they taking all day to release the concealed carry. They gonna run your name, they gonna run your blood type, and it's gonna take you 6 to 8 months before you even get your car. Before that time, you done got robbed for your phone and got your brains blown out. So it's just. It's off the chain how they doing whatever it takes to keep us going at each other. I mean, look how the lawyers came after the people. They knew those people who was testifying was educationally challenged, and they knew they was going to judge, come after their character and their credibility of their language and stuff like that. So all they did was get in there, get them upset, to get them to say the wrong thing to try to get Zimmerman off. They didn't attack the facts. They attacked the people who heard it, questioning their hearing ability. That's off the chain. I mean, the facts is in the pudding. It's on the tape. So the only thing most of the black people that's out here now is – want to retaliate because you're not listening to me. No matter, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. I'll tell you what, right now they're just like, okay, just let me see them. It don't matter. We're going to take justice in our own hands. And honestly, I think that's what's going to wind up happening. I think he's not going to live to the next court date. Somebody going to take one for the team.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Even if he do live for the next court date, I guarantee you this, he ain't going to be living no longer than a year. Because all it takes is for somebody to be like, there he go right there. He going to need security 24/7, 7 days a week around him, and he will not be at rest. No matter where, he better be way out in Wyoming somewhere on a ranch where nobody knows he can't see anybody. Because other than that, if he's in anywhere urban, he can cancel his life. I'm going to tell you that right now because somebody going to do him in. And then I'm going to tell you another thing that pays so much importance on that tape. When they were hollering, and Dennis, this goes back to you. When they were hollering, that woman didn't even have the audacity to go outside to check to see what was going on. She's so scared to go on. But this is her community now, mind you. Mind you, they've been breaking in the houses over here and stuff, but you're scared to go outside to see what's going on. I get to know my neighbors. I need to know my neighbors. My neighbors need to know me. Because when I pull out my 40 caliber, I guarantee you everybody going to know me. And I told the police the other day, I have the right to live. If I don't have anything else on this earth, I got the right to live. And if you going to try to take my life, I guarantee you, if I got the drop on you before you got the drop on me, guarantee you I'm going to take it. Because I have the human right as a man to live, not just for myself, but for my family, for my daughter. Gerard, you are in the same position. You have the right to live for your wife, your son, your daughter. At the end of the day, Dennis, you have the same right. So at the end of the day, nobody can tell me that I'm wrong for protecting myself. George Zimmerman is all the way, no matter how you look at this situation, is dead wrong. But I'm going to give y'all one more thing before I let y'all go. Here in the good old state of Illinois, if a man pulls a gun on me and I fight him for that gun and I take that gun out of his hand, I subsequently shoot that man, I am not charged with murder. Because the law states here in the United States, here in the good old Illinois, that once you disarm a man, not saying that if I knock the gun on the ground, he is no longer a threat. He's still a threat if that gun is there. If he pulled it on me once, who's going to say he ain't going to put it on me twice?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have to vote. You have to vote. You have to change. You have to change within yourselves because change starts with yourself. It don't start with anybody else. I am the man that I am because what I chose to do from what my parents taught me. You know the difference between right and wrong. You was born with that difference between right and wrong. This is not something that's got to be taught to you. You know it's wrong to rob. You know it's wrong to steal. You know it's wrong to kill. But at the end of the day, you have to affect change, and it got to start with yourself. It don't start with you going to an organization, this, that, and the other. It don't start with that. It starts with you. Because you have to set the example. I set the example in my neighborhood. I don't know about anybody else and what they do, but I know what I'm not going to tolerate because I'm looking out for the betterment of my community. Another one thing that the brother said as far as us being in competition, competition ain't never killed anybody because I understand we always have been in competition ever since we were born on the face of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the beginning of time, man has been competing against another man. If you lose, you still won because if you didn't learn from your losses, you's a stupid motherfucker. I'm just going to be honest. I know it's harsh to say it, but competition has never hurt anybody. Blacks upon black competing, that ain't going to do nothing but make you stronger because you know when you get against that white man what you have to do or you get against any other nationality. Put this on the global field. Stop making stupid shit come on.
Okay, now this is my thing right here, man. We definitely know that education, you know what I'm saying, plays an important role. I'm not going to say that you have to be in school. I'm talking about educating your child, educating, you know what I'm saying, the right things, even educating the wrong things, because even the Bible has good and bad in the Bible as well. It's how you use the tools, you know what I'm saying, to show you what you need to do. Now, the upbringing, like far as with this guy here, man, young Lil Trayvon, man. He was going to a store. You got to, simple stuff, man. He was walking to a store, man. And by him was walking to a store, I don't know, what is that noise? He was walking to a store to go purchase some goods, right? Okay, now he purchased some goods. Now, just listen to the recording, this man profiled him. We get racially profiled. You can't even say racially profiled because 9 out of 10, the only way he would have known that this boy was either African-American is either by what, looking at his hands, because even Trayvon Martin had on his hoodie inside the store when he was walking out. So this man saw somebody in the neighborhood. The first thing he wanted to do is go and get him. He knew that that man was African-American, and I'm sure he seen Trayvon around there because Trayvon don't sound, he don't even seem like a little brother that just stay to himself. He, you know what I'm saying? You know, he probably was a little kid out there, you know what I'm saying, do whatever it is. He's 17 years old. He's a child. You know what I'm saying? Period. And for this boy to get, you know what I'm saying, shot down like that, for him to scream, help, stop it, that means that this man was getting advantage of. He was getting taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? For you to, let me see, let me do the microphone on my bag. I'm sorry about that, your guy. For this man to scream, help, 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 that means he was already down. For you people that didn't know, George Zimmerman is an MMA fighter. He know mixed martial arts. So that's one. When you're registered, you got to register yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you went to that type of, into that type of fight, karate, anything, boxing, anything, you got to be a registered person. Now, for this man to have a gun, he had to do some type of move to get this man down on the ground. Now, this boy is defenseless. Only person going to scream out of help. You ain't going to scream out of help fighting. You ain't going to scream out of help when you getting the best of somebody. You know what I'm saying? So how could Trayvon even defend himself, for one, when he had the gun in his face? You know what I'm saying? And two, when he was laid out, when he got shot, he was laid out flat on his back. So that means the man was already on the ground, defenseless. See, nobody looking at the angles of the pictures. Nobody looking at the fact of what this man had in his hand. Now, the first thing that you're going to look at, too, even coming in your area, if this man, you coming at him, and you know this man is a person in the area that you don't know, and if Trayvon Martin would have had a gun, you think he would have pulled it out on him, or would he would have fought him? You know what I'm saying? So that guy, as soon as he said something, the first thing he said was, you know, he probably said something to him, what you doing around here? You know what I'm saying? The same thing that he did, he didn't hold back his words. He was cursing on the live recording, which everybody had heard. And he, you know, so definitely he was confident. When you got some kind of weapon in your hand, you're going to get a lack of confidence. I mean, not a lack, but you'll get a sense of confidence. I'm sorry. Man, I'm so emotional with it right now, man, because, man, I'm a little heated about it because now that I'm actually analyzing this in my head, this man was already down. He had the best of him. When he was screaming, help, you know what I'm saying, somebody help me, that means that he was defenseless. The lady that heard that, she was scared to go out because she heard the screaming. Even her boyfriend or husband was in the background, like, hey, did you call the police? So that means when you're hearing records at that door, you know, the first thing that you did, you know what I'm saying, you're going to call the police. Now, by her not going out to see what's going on, I don't blame her. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't blame her. Because if it's ruckus at my door, I'm not going to go out there and see what's going on. And then to make it so bad, and even if I did go out there and see what's going on, what if that gunshot that went off could have been for her too? You see what I'm saying? The fact is, man, when we get up off of the people that was calling, you know what I'm saying, which was good evidence, you know what I'm saying, that was in this foreign court, my whole thing is why they didn't use that and kind of figured that out. They knew what was going on, man. They know everything, man. You know what I'm saying? As far as when it comes down to tampering with your phones, you know what I'm saying? They got it all, man. Your Fourth Amendment. You know what I'm saying? Like, they taking away your Fourth Amendment. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can't do a lot of things, and where these people come in as terrorists and they could, you know, take away your amendments. You know what I'm saying? They try to take away the First Amendment. Good thing that it hasn't passed yet. But, man, dude, you know, people are not understanding, man, with the fact of why we not utilizing our knowledge, why we can't respect, you know what I'm saying, even, I'm going to say elders. I'm going to say not even elders, not even young, but I'm going to say a person that has, you know what I'm saying, some sense. Even the people that got common sense, man, even the people that got sense are getting disrespected. You know, and it's kind of sad to me, man. But, you know, what I want to do is this, man. I'm going to play something else, man. I'm going to play something else, too, man. And I want to know what's going on with this, too. All right? And y'all tell me how y'all feel about this one, since we ain't got that much time.
And I will remind everybody in the courtroom that there's to be no outbursts upon the reading of the verdict or afterwards. Please be seated. Members of the jury, have you reached a verdict? If you'll please hold the verdict form and hand it to Deputy Jarvis. Okay, if you'll please publish the verdict. In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty. So say we all, four person. Does either side want to poll the jury?
We would, Your Honor.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as your juror number is being called, please answer whether this is your verdict.
Juror B-26, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Juror B-37, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Juror B-51, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Juror E-6, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Juror E-40, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ladies, I wish to thank you for your time and consideration of this case. I also wish to advise you of some very special...
Check this out, man. What's so sad about this is it was a unanimous decision. A unanimous decision, man. I know we only got about a good 5 minutes or so, man. So, Brother Gerard, did you want to say anything, man? Brother Myra, did you want to say anything?
No, I didn't actually.
Okay. Man, dude, thank you, man, for coming on the show, man. I really do appreciate it, man. For going to give out my closing remarks, man. I want to thank you guys, man. You're in the building. Hey, Brother Gerard, you got your phone on mute. I don't know if you can hear me. My brother LB, he was on for a minute. Okay, man, well, what I'm going to do is this, man, here. I want to give out my closing remarks, man. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, man, and I really appreciate it for everybody for tuning in with me. I want to say this, man, and I'll, you know what I'm saying, I want people, my mic going in and out, I do apologize. Hey, could you hit that light for me? I want to say this, man, I'm honored, man, you know what I'm saying, to do this special edition show today, man, because I normally don't even do Sundays, man, you know, and you know, when somebody brought it to my attention, man, to do this or to, you know, to have these type of shows, the reason why I call it, and I'm going to start calling it special edition Sundays, man, because it's really important, man, that we sit down and how us people, man, could come together, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take the race card out. I'm going to take the race card out, man, because they say we try to, you know, as us African-American people, man, we use that as a scapegoat. But how can we take a Uno card out or a Joker face card out knowing it's going to win a card game, but yet and still you know that this is what's really going on, but you want to do something else? And I'm going to break it down a little bit. How are you going to tell us that we can't call it a racist act when it is a racist act? How are you going to tell us that it's an excuse when it's happening? You know what I'm saying? I know everybody, Caucasians, Nigerians, whatever. I know your kind of your people. I know you have your own problems. I know that things go on. It happens in your community. This is not this Trayvon Martin case here. It's been going on since the Emmett Till days, man, when Emmett Till whistled at a white woman. You know what I'm saying? It was going on with another cat, man. The same exact thing, man. They was at a gas station, and the white man was so mad because they had the music playing so loud, and they shot him at the gas station. This stuff here, man, is not just about racism here. It's about awareness. You need to follow the rules and regulations as far as knowing your surrounding, what's around you. Anything can happen. Just like it is, just going to a store. You can walk outside to your back, you know, in your backyard, or you could go take out the garbage, and crime could come on to you just like that. You see what I'm saying? So it's not even a sense of respect, but it's a respect of knowledge, knowing what's going on with you, man. I want to say thank you, man, to, you know what I'm saying, for everybody coming on to our show. Coming on to the Western World One Network, man. Also, too, man, download that app, man. Western World One is WESTONWORLDONE.com. Well, you can go to Google Play Store, just download Western World One, or you can go to the website, WesternWorldOne.com, and get that app. And also, too, man, for a lot of African-American people, too, man, if you know, you want to know where your black-owned businesses are, you can go to AroundTheWay.com. Well, go to Google Play Store and type in Around the Way. It's A-R-O-U-N-D, you know, the T-H-E, Way, W-A-Y. Type that in, man. It's going to give you a lot of black business in your area that you can start supporting. But my thing is, it's not all about supporting each other as far as financially. We need to support each other, man, spiritually, practicing non-denomination. I don't care what you are. You can be a Jehovah's Witness. You can be a Muslim. You can study the Quran. I don't care, man. If you love God, you need to study learning that, brother, because we all human beings first. We need to start coming together like that, man. When you practice love, man, you're going to get love in return. And you also going to know when somebody's taking advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? I hate that, you know what I'm saying, that the Martin family, man, had to be another perfect example of racism, or another perfect example of crime, senseless crime in your area. So that means that I don't care if you're in Chicago, I don't care if you're in Florida, I don't care if you're in Atlanta, you here, man, it's going to be violence everywhere, man. So I want to just thank y'all, man, for tuning in to the show. I hope I did a good job. I know my guys, they did a great job. Myron, LB, Brother Gerard, Mac Mill, Erica, even Sanji. Sanji, man, she has so many key points, man, I couldn't really get out all at one time because I'm trying to direct the show and everything. But, man, I want to thank y'all, man, for calling in and, you know, and talking to me and shooting me live versions on the text. There was one thing, too, man, that I'm going to leave y'all with this, man. I only got about a minute left with what Reverend Jesse Jackson said, man. He basically said in the short term, man, he basically said that, you know, it don't make no sense to go out there and start destruction when we all could come together and do construction, you know what I'm saying, to reconstruct our minds. So, I'm going to end y'all out with that, man, and thank y'all, man. I really appreciate this for having you guys, and I thank y'all for having me on y'all airways because y'all could be anywhere else today, but y'all tuned in with me, man. All right, man, thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. One love. Let's go.
What's up? This your boy, Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to WesternWorldOne.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite services. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out. Let me out.